Blog Talk Radio.
Every man wanna live, no man wanna die. Words I can't deny, to my life it does apply. It was July, and I was with my cutie pie on the way to the store. It was 2:35, I remember it clear, cause that night Luke appeared at a spot on Calhoun and Vine, prime time. It was me, my girl, under the moonlight shine, holding hands intertwined. That's when I heard from behind a voice, but nothing familiar to any face that I could place. So suddenly calm feelings turned to haste. It's time to motivate, but I'm stepping without a weapon, where anything can happen just a second. So now I'm checking behind the fine, the suspect on a crime, only to see there were two. What to do? Grab the closest empty bottle of brew, told my girl run to my apartment, get blue. Crack the bottle on the gate, a block from my block, plus I see blue, now I'm straight, a fair one. Odds now even, so now a dear one. He must have been shook, cause he seen his man book, which made the plan look worse for him. But yo, he broke speed up university into the night. Son didn't want it, and probably mad that he done it,
cause the ways of the world are trite. Everybody see the pie, wanna take a slice. Yo, that's why I'm just trying to live my life. That's why I'm just trying to live my life. Yo, because the ways of the world are trite. Every chance that you take is like the roll of the dice. Yo, that's why you just gotta live your life. That's why you just gotta live your life.
Because these days are strange, when small change adds up to a black range, and the petty advance you acquire for your rap slang frontin'. Your whole crew saying how you act strange, stuntin'. Like $1 million man wearing rack frame something. Doesn't add when your residence is your mom's pad, but you steady claiming you the Don hat. Shorty open wide from the bar to the car, you's a star. Playboy whipping the double R. Too busy talking about how you clock and match it all. That you told the thing to roll the tree in a cigar. She looking at you like word, cause in her mind you are her. Get a room, double tree sweets, do not disturb on the door. You hit the pure once, three times more to think, whoa, ain't never felt like this before. But don't lose your composure, cause you a soldier. At least that's what you told her. As soon as you start hitting, fell asleep on her shoulder. Down for the count like Leon Finks, but out colder. And shorty was slyer than a fox like Mulder. Lace the L with the ill, slice the buck down your grill. As a reminder, you need to chill. Plus she took the keys to your automobile. Now she's whooping her for point to the chop shop joint.
Because the ways of the world are trite. Everybody see the pine when it take a slice. Yo, that's why I'm just trying to live my life. That's why I'm just trying to live my life. Yo, because the ways of the world are trite. Every chance that you take is like the roll of the dice. Yo, that's why you just gotta live your life. That's why you just gotta live your life.
Hey yo, I don't really know, I think somebody said that surviving in the world can really mess with your head. I don't know, but still maintain the fight it though. Make my move go high to low like uneven divided though. When I was on the short end, like playing defense Michael Jordan. My side for short end, only familiar I'm supporting. Most important, family and business mix it up until we tip the cup. Fill with success and sip it up. Gotta grip the plush, spread it around. We hit it to town, whipping up a plus. Deluxe digital sound, but not the bubble. Cause every day seem like a struggle, plus trouble's double. Leaving you stuck with no rebuttal, every move is subtle. So the attack makes it harder to adapt to that which is right behind your back. The freaks come out crevice and cracks at night black. Be wearing an ice pack from beef, it's like that. Can't play the right track when the wrong is twice that. That's backwards. In this world, cream's the factor. From jackers to crackers to computer hackers, slackers, rappers, backpackers. The rapture, we're all up in it. So much loot, but who can spend it? That's why God comes first as it was intended.
Because the ways of the world are trite. Everybody see the pine when it take a slice. Yo, that's why I'm just trying to live my life. That's why I'm just trying to live my life. Because the ways of the world are trite. Every chance that you take is like the roll of the dice. Yo, that's why you just gotta live your life. That's why you just gotta live your life. Cause every chance you take, every move you take, you gotta hold on.
You know what? Trying to shed a little light
yo, for my people.
Yo, Sean.
Give some understanding about this thing that we call
L-I-F-E.
It's valuable to me. I'm sure y'all agree. You know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm looking at the world through the eyes of an old cat who's seen it all and just can't hold back the truth, which is not always so easy to unfold black when you're conditioned to listen but never get told facts. Shorties play the block, probably cause the elder soul cracks, and all they want in life is some Jordans, gold caps,
it's just the whole stack,
thinking they grown like the old Jacks,
but whistles like claim.
It takes a long time to mold that. You have to experience the good and evil that's in people. No one's equal, only one you, no sequel. What's right for you may not be right for me, so what the light for you might be trite for me, and vice versa. So what you think of us ain't worth a cent or piece of lint on my PMB shirt, cause music's the first love that has generated the birth of a new circa that gets my spinning like the earth does. A lot of cats didn't even know what the words was, so now we have to expose the wrong just like Kirkla. Litigate to get it straight, more love, get rid of hate, cause all a man wants in this world is just a bit of space.
And that's it, yeah. Yo, I keep on, Jake Sands on the mic, it don't stop. Jake Rawls on the track, we don't stop. Jake Sands on the mic, we don't stop. Jake Rawls on the track, we won't stop. Jake Sands on the mic, we don't stop. Jake Rawls on the track, we won't stop.
Hey yo, life can be confusing if you're not using common sense for dominance over life's illusions, which seem to be right. But if you look past what's in sight, you can see the real behind whatever you like. You'll say, when answers to your problems appear, I spent 20 plus years just evolving with peers from different cities and states. That's why it's all in the clear. This world can have your whole body crawling with fear when your time's up and you feel that your calling is near. Type of shit that have the strongest niggas bawling in tears, tangling with the reapers like a brawl with a bear. You can't fight it, your demise is just evolving for year, accelerated by the stress, drugs. Without belief to God, it's just a problem severe. And I know we gotta hustle to get ours in this sphere. Plus I know who's my man, it's J. Ross and he's here. And I know without God you will never see clear. That's why
yeah, Jake Sands on the mic, we don't stop. Jake Rawls on the track, we won't stop. Jake Sands on the mic, we won't stop. Jake Rawls on the track, we won't stop. Group Attack got our back, they don't stop. Jake Sands on the mic, we won't stop. Jake Rawls on the mic, we won't stop. Jake Sands on the mic, we don't stop. Jake Sands on the track, we don't stop. Jake Rawls.
So you still out here waiting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind if I go and take this watch and the car keys?
No. Jesus, give me another one.
All right, then. Cool.
Get to heaven. This ain't living. devil to come from the ground. Clown, take a look around. Just look at the cross that the priest is holding. A beast in sheep's clothing. But I'm rolling with that knowledge of self, cause heaven ain't just wealth. So Mr. Preacher, if I couldn't pay my tithe, do I have to wait outside? White man, please take another look, cause we couldn't be reading out the same book. Cause you's a crook and I'm a brother. King James had sex with his mother. Is that your addition? Is that your religion? Black man, you gotta make a decision, cause God is coming on day number 7. And they won't call me a nigga when I get to heaven. The church in Alabama. So if I cock the hammer, God won't mind if I have to kill the human swine. Cause God is a killer from the start. Why you think Noah had to build his ark? And God is a man from his feet to his hair. That's why you say amen after each and every prayer. I just stare at the church man, spending more money on the church band. But Elijah's got a plan. Got the white man screaming, damn that Farrakhan. Cause one day these babies are uprise, much more than bow ties and bean pies. Kicking knowledge at the 7-Eleven, and they won't call me a nigga when I get to heaven.
Hotep and Better Love, and you are listening, excuse me, family, you are listening to Dr. Robert X. Form by way of Truth to Power, and my name is Beverly, and we're going to be talking about lethal injection. Dr. Robert X., my aunt Hotep.
Yeah, Hotep, Sister Bev, you just took them back and they wasn't ready for it.
Yes. That was nice.
Hotel
that
family.
On time.
Hotel. Yeah, that's old school Ice Cube. I had to give that brother props. He's still representing after all these years.
Yeah.
He was one of the few rappers that stood up for what he felt was a more realistic approach to dealing with our problem. And that is a large pool of capital to begin economic development on our own and not some lifetime reparation.
That add up to $2.
It's absolutely amazing, Bev. We haven't learned our lesson yet. And a lot of us are, in fact, going to be the recipients of what that album was entitled back then. And I didn't even play Cave Bitch, but I wanted to send you Cave Bitch. I don't know if you remember that one.
I'll probably have to hear it. I'll play it tomorrow. We're doing tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, the family got to get ready for that one because Khaled is at the end of that one, or at the beginning. So he got Farrakhan at the end of this one. And he's got Khaled at the beginning of the other one. talking about white women. I don't know how that will go over today, but I think it was accurate then and is accurate now. Anyway, Val, it's good to be back.
Yes, it is. It's good to have you back. And people are talking about reparations, but look at Biden that is letting the illegals in, and he got all them trillions and millions of dollars so he can put them up in the hotel room. But we got all them brothers and sisters and Americans that is homeless, that's living in tents out in the streets. But and the illegals are coming over here, coronavirus. They not wearing masks. They not being restricted. They getting put up in hotels. What's that about?
I ain't mad at them, Bear. Because you know what? The people bought it, so now you get what you paid for. That's what you paid for.
They,
at least that's what they tell us. Go ahead, Bear.
Right, because the people didn't buy that. They stole it. But the people sat by and didn't say, and just quiet, they just let the bully come and take their lunch money.
That is. You just said it. That's it. Because, see, if the people don't stand up, what the bully going to constantly do?
Keep taking that lunch money, and that's what he's doing.
Exactly. So it's up to the people to stand up to the bully. You know, the people in this country got a history of running the bully out of town.
I don't know where they at.
The people have been fed a steady diet of fear. They scattered their own fear. That's why they're running around here now with two or three masks. Now, where that come from? It comes straight from television. And nowhere else. There's no science supporting no two masks gonna do anything for you but make you look like the last three letters of the word mask. That's what you look like.
And you're suffocating yourself.
No question about it. All kind of bacteria and things that to prevent yourself from catching something that it should be obvious. If you wore one mask all this time and you ain't caught nothing, two ain't going to do very much more for you as well. And many of the people that caught, or so-called caught, and are in fact testing positive for coronavirus are wearing masks. You see? So if maybe, Bev, if they bought that, go get your ass in line and get prepared to get you some lethal injection.
Well, you know, I had a friend last week that went to the hospital, and at least the doctor was honest. He told her, you got pneumonia, they call it corona. At least he was honest with her.
So he told her she had pneumonia.
Yes.
But they're going to classify it as corona.
Right.
Did she go get in line?
No. He sent her home. She ain't take her shot or nothing.
That's interesting because, again, this is coming from the very upper tier of the vaccine industry. And this guy's been all over the place. I forget his name. He's another one of these doctors. But he came out and put his entire reputation. I mean, he's at the top of the food chain, working for the Gates Foundation, Gavi, you name it. He came out and said that it's more or less a direct threat to mankind. And anybody that took the vaccine are prime candidates for a casket. Now, I don't know what else it's going to take for people, to understand what's going on. But I decided that based on what's happening now, it might be kind of a real good journey to go back to the origin of this stuff, which I contend is population control. And everything that they've done, I don't care if it's this so-called environmental movement, all viruses and vaccines is all about population control. And one of the most important aspects of controlling the population is programming women. Now, you might recall, Bev, we pointed out some years ago that the women were the most important part of the population, which is why they began to allegedly educate them, particularly black women, okay? Because as they educated black women, they began to feed them with hormone disruptors that severely hampered their abilities to give birth to children that aren't damaged. Okay? And I'm talking about damaged in terms of altering the hormonal structure, which is interesting because now they're just coming right out with this so-called vaccine that ain't no damn vaccine. I'm hearing that everywhere now too, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody is saying this ain't no damn vaccine. This stuff literally alters DNA.
Yes.
Okay. But it's interesting because back then when they didn't have the technology, even though they were writing about it, they literally were writing about this stuff. You know, and what kind of means would they need to curb population growth? Okay? Well, all we're dealing with now is an updated version. And Barack Obama even had the nerve to have one of these proponents of so-called population growth who went back 30 years. He made him a czar. You know, Obama, when he first came in, he had all these so-called mm-hmm. czars.
Right.
Well, he made this guy a czar. And this dude was directly connected to Paul Ehrlich, the author of The Population Bomb, which is really the beginning of the environmental movement. Because according to these people, Bev, and we spelled this out on one of the very first programs that you and I ever did back at, I think around 2009, dealing with the so-called green movement back then.
Right.
Okay. The problem, according to these people and the planet, is the people. They say it's the people that's the fundamental cause of global warming. Therefore, logically, the people have to be removed. And you can literally go back to that point when they began to educate the women, get them out of the home using social engineering to make them think that they were working towards something by getting a college degree, right? And to get them to focus on other things outside of reproduction. At that very same time, that was like at the beginning of the so-called women's movement. This is in the late 60s. Okay? They came with the lesbian thing. So we tracked all that back to all the different little birth control contraptions that they were coming up with, from the pill to the IUD to all of it. Okay, RU486 in the 80s in the 90s under Hillary Clinton, and Norplant, the six implants that went in, up under your skin, and Depo-Provera that gave women uterine cancer and all this kind of stuff. Okay, and none of that was effective enough for them. So, of course, their little standby was altering the hormones in the human body. through the use of plastics. Okay? And these chemicals basically attack estrogen and testosterone, which is really interesting, Bear, mm-hmm. because today, let me see if I can find this here. I probably don't even have it here in front of me. Today, now, no, I don't even have it here in front of me. I thought I had it in front of me, but I don't. Well, I'll just hold on to that and put it like that. We'll deal with it between now and next week because this is going to be a very interesting series, I think, in dealing with these lethal injections because all of that leads up to what they're doing now. All of the things that they planned back then, they didn't have one thing. They had several things cooking at the same time. It wasn't not just one thing. So we look today and now, you remember that seed vault that Bill Gates had in Norway?
Yeah.
Called the Svalbard seed vault. Well, now that I think we may have mentioned this on the last program, now they're talking about a DNA vault. Gathering many people in the world, gathering their DNA and storing it in this vault. But they've even gone a step further, family. Now they are talking about sending sperm in space. Okay?
I mean, I'm like the lady caller that called. Are we really dealing with humans here? Because, you know, we do have a space force. What is that space force for? I can't see other humans that's trying to destroy. I mean, we have our wars. But, I mean, this is like really wanting humans off of this planet.
You know, Bill, if they did.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say, what is they sending the DNA into space for?
In the event that mankind destroys itself on the planet, hypothetically.
No, that they destroy mankind. They're going to have some DNA on them.
That is correct.
People don't see it.
The wars cannot take place without the elite supporting them. There are no wars that are going to take place anywhere on this planet
right.
that the elites don't support. They make money off of it. Okay? And it reduces the population, which is part of their goal, and it provides them with a steady supply of orphans. Children. They love children.
Now we can
they
see
literally
that.
Love them to death. Go ahead, Beth.
I mean, we can see that because we're seeing all these children coming across the border. You know, if you got half an intelligent, you would know that that is child trafficking.
Well, of course. But what else would they do, Beth? Before Orange Man got in there, they was running a booming business with this stuff. You think they're going to stop
yeah.
it now that they done got rid of Orange Man?
It's in
no,
your face now.
That is correct. They're going to rev it back up. And they don't care if you see it or you complain. You see, my philosophy under Orange Man is the same as it is now, nonviolent, non-participation. It's not difficult. But what they bank on, Bev, is people being won fearful of almost any and everything that will shorten their lives, okay, or decrease their food intake. That's the one thing that they got the people under control with, fear. And the other thing is your need to consume. That's why they give the stimulus, because they want you to go out and consume. It has nothing to do with your well-being. It has everything to do with maintaining the system that they are deliberately removing on a temporary basis. That's why they're never going to give you enough to sustain yourself. They're only giving you a pacifier. That's what it's for. And even the illegals, they're giving them pacifiers now. So I understand they got billions in this so-called bill they just passed with the stimulus. They got billions in there for illegals.
That's right. Putting them in hotels.
So if they're going to put them in hotels, why not give them some money to consume? Why not? I'm 100% for it. Since the people ain't going to do nothing about it anyway, but keep putting these same recycled gangsters. Because remember, man, we said this is basically the mafia that's running the government.
Right.
So people keep putting them in there.
No, they Bogart. As we used
to
call
it. Yeah, but all of them made Bogart and Bear.
No, you're right. You're right.
See, I'm saying 95 to 99% of them should be gone, black and white. That ain't difficult. Just stop putting them in there. Stop voting for them. Because you see, you cannot live in this world today and see what these people are doing and tell me you support this insanity, but you're angry. What you angry about? Go get your ass in line and get you some vaccine, if that's what it is, right? And take your ass home and sit down in your house and wait till they send you some stimulus. That's pretty much what they told the general population. And anybody that disagrees, right, if you go on social media, we're going to kick your ass off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not making any of this up. This is pretty much what they're saying. If you complain, you're a domestic terrorist. Look. All the time Orange Man was in office for 4 years, there was a noticeable change in the atmosphere outside of the body politic, and that you didn't have all these mass killings and all this kind of stuff going on. We said that would happen back in 2016 because we understood that the FBI, the government, is running all of that stuff. And so within 2 weeks, man, 2 weeks, look at what has happened. You got some crazy white boy that supposedly went and killed some white women and some Asians in some massage parlors, right, because he was sexually frustrated. Young boy, but he's sexually frustrated. And either yesterday or today, I don't know, because I ain't pay that much attention to it, Bear. Now you got crazy Arab, right? Because that was what it was under Obama. Crazy Arab. Crazy Arab running around, or 19, 20-year-old young boys running around doing mass shootings, allegedly. So within 2 weeks. Huh?
Where was this at with the Arabs?
In Colorado.
Okay.
The 10 people that got killed, it was an Arab that did it.
So what happened? Well, what happened under Obama after every single shooting? What did he do, Bear?
Did he start a war or did he go play golf?
No. He immediately gave a speech and called for gun control.
Oh, okay.
Well, guess what Biden did?
He called for gun control.
Absolutely. And when the deal go down, people go find that the FBI knew the guy. They probably had interactions with him. You know, the same old program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the people are so scared, right? These are the Christians. That's why I like that song by Ice Cube. It basically showed the cowardice of the Christian. Okay? Because here's this black dude. Ice Cube walks up to him and says, man, you still out here? I guess he's proselytizing, right? Trying to get some more people to join his church. So he got his car sitting there. Ice Cube walks up to him asking, you know, man, you still out here? Yeah. So he said, well, man, damn. You got this car here. You don't really care nothing about no car because this is material stuff. And dude says, yeah. He said, well, you don't mind if I take it then since it's material stuff. And dude says, well, go ahead. I get another. Jesus will get me another one. Gets in the car and drives off. Okay? But that's the mentality of these cowards who love Jesus, understanding that physical death accompanies the spiritual resurrection, and they claim to love to want to go and see him, but man, they ain't in no hurry. They're wearing 3-4 masks to make sure that they stay out here amidst all this materialism.
And didn't Trump have himself surrounded with all of these so-called Christians?
Yes. No question about it. Okay? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some things in Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, there are some commonalities in all of those religions that I agree with. Okay? These are common things that are germane to all human beings. It's just the absolutism that I disagree with. Everything is absolute. Until it come time to put them face diapers on. You see, Jesus take a back seat when coronavirus came on the scene. It's time to put the mask on and close up the churches. And now, here they come. Scientists want to shoot sperm into space in a moon arc to save Earth. You know, like Noah's Ark. Well, now they got a moon ark where they want to send all of the seeds. And see, they saying sperm, I'm saying DNA. And here's what's interesting, Bear family. There was a TV series that came out not long ago with these two, I don't know if you would call them clones or robots. One was a male, a black male, and a white female. I forget the name of that series. Anyway, they were, in fact, the progenitors of the recreation of the human species on another planet. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't know that they were androids, that's a better term.
Mm-hmm.
because they went to this other planet to begin human life all over again. Wow, I forget the name of that series.
I don't remember that. That sounds,
this is recent,
sound
man.
Like that sounds like that's what's going on now.
Look, the female took, I think it was 6 embryos to restart the human race. Okay? And little did they know, later on in the series, she was to, in fact, give birth, and she did. But she supposedly gave birth to a serpent. Now, that's in the first season. Oh, what was the name of that? Oh, wow. I know somebody that knows. I was waiting to see if they would send me. Now, here we come with this article that's basically talking about the same thing. Only this is real, right? They say researchers, and by the way, this is from greatgameindia.com. They say researchers at the University of Arizona are planning to work on a futuristic concept and build Noah's Ark-like complex on the moon called Moon Ark to store the sperms and seeds on the moon. They say, as per the concept, the Ark will be equipped with robots, and these robots will be powered by the sun. All these robots will be loaded with eggs, spores, sperms, and seeds from almost 6.7 million species on Earth, and all these would be transported to the moon. Researchers say such an ark would be a modern global insurance policy and a good investment in our future, especially since the Svalbard Global Seed Vault in Norway is already seeing some wear and tear from climate change. The facility houses a catalog of seeds from around the world, but does not include human or animal samples. So now, last week we pointed out that now they want to do the same thing with human DNA. Okay? They say the concept of Moon Ark was presented in a 20-minute presentation by the lead engineer, Jikan Thanga, and it was presented to experts from NASA in the IEEE Aerospace Conference held earlier this month. They say, according to Thanga, the moon is a very suitable place for such a fully automated ark because the weather on the moon is not as much fluctuating and is comparatively cold and dense enough to repel the solar radiation. If we hide things below its surface, they will be safe. We can stock samples in a cryogenically frozen capsules in order to preserve them, including the way the Earth's climate is changing and the potential for a nuclear war. Thanga recited a few other ways that could easily make life on Earth worse. So he goes on to talk this nonsense in terms of environmentalism, right? The same nonsense that Al Gore, who we'll get to later on in this series, was talking 25, 30 years ago, all of which has proven to be absolute nonsense. And we can go back to Al Gore's predecessor, because remember, family, Al Gore was a member of the World Future Society. He's a futurist. Okay? So his aim is to push that agenda. And you can't deal with the World Future Society without dealing with the Council on Foreign Relations, because these institutions overlap with each other. The Sierra Club, okay? What's another one? There's several of them. There's several. I mean, it's just so many of these organizations. And the granddaddy is the Club of Rome. When you start getting into this, that's what you run into, because that's the beginning of this stuff back in its early to middle 60s. Okay? And, of course, the predecessor to all of that is cybernetics. These are just methodologies to make what they were doing with cybernetics happen. The removal of man to be replaced by machine. All right? That's cybernetics. So here we are. Everything deleterious to have cyber in front of it. Cyber warfare. Cyber criminals. Okay? As if somehow it is an absolute prospect that machines have to run everything. According to who? According to who? Who says that machines have to run everything? Who made that determination? The very people who are pushing cybernetics, depopulation. Same thing. But, of course, you don't ask these questions, you'll never get the answers. So now here they are. They're already planning to send sperm. It ain't going to be man, that's for sure. And put sperm on the moon. No pun intended, but that's a very sticky proposition. Excuse me, I can have a family. But we dealing with some psychopaths. So nobody should be surprised. You see? These people, they're no more fearful people than the elite. So what they've conveniently done is transfer their level of fear down to the general population. Because the only way they can stay in power is through fear. Okay? So you go back to the Club of Rome, and all of a sudden, within 5 years, you start hearing the population bomb. And at the same time, you start hearing the women's movement. And at the same time, you start hearing the civil rights movement is now dead. All of this stuff was part of a social engineering dynamic, which has us where we are today. In the younger generation, in spite of what they attempt to portray, they're even more fearful. Okay? Because the handmaiden of fear is ignorance. They go hand in glove. Because you'll notice, as your level of information and knowledge increase, there's a corresponding decrease in the level of fear.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it works. So they know all they got to do is control the flow of information, and they can dictate the level of fear that they want in the general population. That's why it's important that they control media. All you got to do is look at what they're doing. These people are scared to death of anybody having an opinion outside of theirs. So what do? They try to shut off any other opinion that's not consistent with theirs. Very, very dangerous. I'm doing something here. Yeah, and that's why we are where we are today, family. Now, I got to say, put one more thing on the table, Bear. Last week, we talked about the president of Tanzania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Had came up missing. And in that time, from last week to this week, we now know that he's no longer with us.
Right.
They say the victim of a heart attack. Well, if he had a heart attack, why was he here for 2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, my. And the news people is repeating it over and over and over again, that lie.
That's their job. It's our job to be aware that they lying to people. See, that's on the people. So if you bought them lies, it should be understandable that you bought Biden. And in spite of the fact that his son is a social degenerate in every letter of the word.
The daddy
too. You accepted what the media told you, that his own laptop that he took with his own handwriting, with his own pictures, his own videos on his own laptop, on his own website, didn't exist.
And to show you how that is working on people, I had somebody telling me that they'd rather have Biden in office because he stood there and they say he looked like, he talked like a president. And instead of having Trump who stand up there and he act like a fool, he act like a clown. I said, well, I would rather have Bozo the Clown as long as he's telling me the truth than have somebody looking like a president that's lying to me.
If that's the case, I'd like to know what was it that he was looking at, because you couldn't hardly figure out what the dude was saying when he was saying something.
Right. It was image, and he was calm, and it was image. I mean, they using all of this on the psychological platform, how they are psyching the people up.
Yeah, well, see, that's exactly my point. That's why I said mm-hmm. that people get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. So I would suggest to you that people like that are the ones who are going to get their ass in line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I ain't mad at them because they won't be here long.
No, but you know what? It's kind of – then when I started talking and talking to them and making – and then they was like, well, you know what? That do make sense. They was like, I was ready to go get my shot tomorrow, but I think I'm going to wait. You know, you just got to use some common sense.
No, I don't want them to wait. I don't want them to wait. Go get your ass in line now. Okay?
But see, Robert they X got... and Dr. X,
mm-hmm.
The family here probably, not all, but some, and I can include myself, we probably would be like them because we're not listening to people like you, you know.
What do they call this age, Bev? What do they call this age that we live in now?
I don't know what they call it. The new age?
Don't they refer to it as the information age? How long have they told us that this is the information age that we're in now?
Yeah, yeah.
That means that it's incumbent upon. I'm sorry, go ahead, Bev.
No, but I just say this and I'm through. But when you go and you look for stuff, I mean, the propaganda is all over the place. You know, you got to know where to go and where to look. Because I had somebody say, well, where I go? So they looking at Snoop and Washington Post. They don't know where to go.
Wow. Maybe I'm kind of naive, Bear, because it's unimaginable to me with all of the stuff that black people have been through, with the media lying on us more than any other race of people. The media was the one that was lying on us. The police were able to kill black people the way they were because the media was lying for them.
Right. And the judge was locking us up.
Yes. So what happened and when did it happen that the media all of a sudden is pro-black? When did that take place? Because I missed that one. You see, there's an old saying, those who have failed to understand the lessons of history, what happens, Bear?
They tend to repeat it.
Exactly. And all of us know that. So if we know that this media has a long history of excusing the racist behavior of white people towards black people, and were active participants in covering up the murders of many of our people, what happened to change that? I ain't seen that change.
But I'm
that's
looking
on
at
us.
People. But people, you know, you been focusing on our people, you've been researching, but then you got these other black people that they've been going to these universities, they've been, you know, part of the training, because they don't teach you anything. They train you. So they've been part of the training. They got friends that's, you know, white, Chinese, or whatever. And so they just, you know, they just believe the media. They not really into the struggle. They ain't looking at what's really going on.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bear. But you know something? I'm fortunate. Because I know that they were inviting many of us on these college campuses back in the day,
mm-hmm.
when we were being scrutinized, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
We were being determined as to how dangerous we are. They were basically making assessments on us.
Yes, still are.
All right. And they killed a whole Steve Coakley, Khalid Muhammad. So I'm one of the few that's still out here. I can't even get into a kindergarten today. And there's a reason for that we'll get into, because they have been propagandizing in the school systems going all the way back to this time period, to the middle to late 60s.
Yeah.
So, yes, I understand that people have been given fake certificates telling them that they've accomplished something called education. And then they turn right around and tell you in order for you to get a cashier's job in a clothing store, you got to have a college degree. Well, damn. In the 60s, you didn't need anything. And you had to know more then to deal with a cash register. At least you had to know how to put the receipt paper in there.
You had to know how to count.
Exactly.
You had to know how to count.
That's right. Today, you ain't got to do nothing. Hit a button. So I have talked to women in the stores who got four-year college degrees and basically running cash registers. So now, you educated, allegedly, but what is it that you are educated to do? And the answer is nothing. It was a canard. It's a fraud, which is what it is, to get the women out of the household into the workforce, because during the same time period, men were the breadwinners. men will go out and make the money and bring it home and get it taken.
Yes. And maybe get some lunch money. They might give you some lunch money.
Awesome. Go out and play around. Go out and play around with your partner's money, but you know you had to take care of them bills and things.
Right, right.
So they flipped it.
Yeah.
They took the women out of the household, began to demonize men across all racial spectrums, but beginning with black men. That's why they locked so many of us up with fake laws that Biden and his crew, because he was one of them back then. These people pushed all these laws to get us out the way. And they still doing it to this day, okay? Which is why they got a fake women's movement with old-ass white men dictating policy. But it's a women's movement. Now, the last time I checked, you don't get no older and whiter than Joe Biden.
That's
unless I missed something.
That's falling up the steps and not down the steps.
He ain't smart enough to fall down them. He's too stupid. But they told us that all white men or white men in general was a problem. Well, damn. What is Biden? Oh, he get a pass. Is that what that's what that means? So it's only certain old white men. And I'm going to say it again. There's not a white man in this country that's had such a negative or more of a negative impact on the incarceration of black men than Joe Biden. Go find me one. You ain't going to find no warden, no cop, nothing else, because he sponsored the laws that got our asses locked up. In droves. You see? In the meantime, they whispering in the ears of the women to go get your college degree and get you some birth control while you're at it. We want you to be promiscuous, right? We don't want you to have no self-control. We want you to have some birth control. That's what they did. And unfortunately, because we didn't have people with our eyes on them to any large degree, we bought it. Now, of course, there were always people that were out there trying to warn us. But what happened? The media said, don't listen to them. Listen to the Negroes we sponsor. Okay? Look at Oprah. She ain't never going to have no babies, but allegedly loves young people. In the meantime, everything and everybody that they pushing is a part of the agenda. Otherwise, they ain't pushing it. I can't get into a grammar school today saying the things that I say. Forget the high schools and college campuses. I couldn't get into a grammar school. That's how affected these people are. Okay? And it ain't just me. Is anybody else that's going to tell the people the truth? There's no room for that. Okay? They have to control this population by any means necessary. And they're doing it. So look, family, all of this and all of that has led to what I term a lethal injection. And man, I don't know how many people are aware or have become aware of this doctor from their camp
who has just been busting them out all over the place.
What's
I
his
mean,
name?
Busting them out. Go ahead, Beth.
What's his name?
Oh, wow. See, I'm running a blank on his name.
Okay. All right.
That's
okay. I'll tell you later.
I'll see if I can pull it up during the program. But I don't have it today. I'll definitely have it tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
But this dude, I mean, he laid it out. Okay? And there's nothing that they can say other than to label this guy an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist with all of his credentials coming from the highest echelon of them. Okay? Because now what they're trying to do, family, is now they want to hurry up and get some vaccine for the children, babies. Babies. Don't worry about the fact that no children have been shown to be susceptible to any of this. Don't worry about that. Okay?
And that's
just be aware. Go ahead, Beth.
That's what the doctor told this. And this was a young person in their 20s when they went to the hospital. And that's what the doctor and the nurse told this person. They was like, "Oh, you young, you okay, you'll be okay."
Of course. What else they gonna tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Even the older people, it ain't killing the older people.
They killing the older people.
Exactly. I'm going to find this dude because he's been all over the place and he's been all over my computer screen. I literally couldn't get rid of him. Everywhere I went, there he was, or somebody talking about the fact that this dude was busting out his masters and that he basically was signing his own death warrant. That's literally what they were saying. He was saying it. He's got one of them, I think he's Swedish or something. Wait a minute. I got it. His name is, you can Google, a coming COVID catastrophe. Okay, now I'm going to run this back just to get his name. And then I'm going to play a little bit of it so the family can hear this. Because that's not what we got to get into this program tonight. But it's important if you haven't or don't know anything about this dude. Everybody should at this point. Here's what they say.
Something gigantic has happened this week. At least I think it is, and you can decide for yourself as we weigh into this. To begin with, there is a world-renowned vaccine creator that went on his LinkedIn and put out a letter to every single professional in the world essentially telling them we must stop the vaccination program immediately. Here's just a couple of excerpts from his letter. Let's take a look at this. As a dedicated virologist and vaccine expert, I only make an exception when health authorities allow vaccines to be administered in ways that threaten public health, most certainly when scientific evidence is being ignored. The present extremely critical situation forces me to spread this emergency call. As the unprecedented extent of human intervention in the COVID-19 pandemic is now at risk of resulting in a global catastrophe without equal, this call cannot sound loudly enough. He goes on, sufficient scientific evidence has been brought to the table. Unfortunately, it remains untouched by those who have the power to act. How long can one ignore the problem when there is at present massive evidence that viral immune escape is now threatening humanity? We can hardly say we didn't know or were not warned. In this agonizing letter, I put all of my reputation and credibility at stake. I expect from you, guardians of mankind, at least the same. It is of utmost urgency. Do open the debate. By all means, turn the tide. I think he goes on and has this statement to make, a form of a disclaimer, I suppose. For those who may have had some difficulty in understanding how mass vaccination drives viral immune escape, it will suffice to watch infectivity and morbidity rates in those countries who have now succeeded in vaccinating millions of people in just a few weeks, e.g. UK, Israel, USA. Whereas these countries are now enjoying declining infectivity rates, they will undoubtedly start to suffer from a steep incline in COVID-19 cases in the weeks to come. The steep decline we're seeing right now may be followed by a short-lived plateau, but a subsequent steep incline of severe disease cases is inevitable. These are shocking statements. And to be clear, just so you recognize, this man could not be more pro-vaccine. In fact, he may be one of the most highly ranked and talented vaccine creators in the world. Let's take a look at the resume of the man that is screaming at the top of the mountain right now. This is Geert van den Bosch, PhD. He was at GSK Biologicals. He was a senior project leader of adolescent vaccine projects, new biotech vaccine development and QC/QA manager, head of adjuvant technologies and alternative deliveries and R&D. At Novartis Vaccines and Diagnostics, he was the director, research program leader, and head of adjuvant. At Solvay Biologicals, global project director of the influenza vaccines. For the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he was the senior program officer, Global Health Vaccine Discovery. For Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, which we refer to as Gavi, he was the program manager. And at UNIVAC, he was the chief innovation and scientific officer. He's also at the German Center for Infectious Research, head of the Vaccine Development Office. And at Verico, he is was the managing director. Okay, this guy is anything but an anti-vaxxer. He is as pro-vaccine as you can get, yet there is something that has got him terrified. Now, that letter really only speaks to the professionals in his field. But luckily for us, he did an interview, I believe it was last week, and normally, you know, we would love to bring Geert on, but I think this interview is so perfect that I'm going to do something we rarely do here on the High Wire. We're going to go through the interview as it appeared. So I want to make sure that you recognize that all the credit needs to go to the doctor that created this YouTube video and does this interview, but let us walk through what I believe may prove to be the most important interview in the history of mankind. Let's get started. Here's how the video starts out.
I have the pleasure of having with me Geert van den Bosch from Belgium. The difference is that Geert is truly an international vaccine developer, and he's here to share some very important and unique perspectives on where we are now in terms of the COVID pandemic. So, pleasure to have you here with me, Geert. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me, Philip.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, I mean, I think the first thing that we have to clarify is that we have to explain you are someone who is in the vaccine development business, so to speak. What has that background been like?
Well, I have a background essentially in, as far as the vaccines are concerned, in industry as well as in the non-for-profit sector. So I have been working with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gavi, especially concentrating on vaccines for global health. Mm-hmm. And I've also been working with several different companies, vaccine companies, developing, of course, essentially prophylactic vaccines. And my main focus of interest has always been, in fact, the design of vaccines. So the concept, how can we educate the immune system in ways that are, to some extent, more efficient than we do right now with our conventional vaccines.
Right. And so in effect, this is the area of work you've been in. You develop vaccines. You are as well working with the Ebola vaccine as well, one of the really, really dangerous viruses we have out there in the world. How does that work? Is that easy to do?
Well, I was not, let me be very clear, I was a coordinator of the Ebola program at Gavi. So we were interacting with several different vaccine companies that were developing Ebola vaccines, because it was important for Gavi to make the right choice, the right vaccine, in order, for this vaccine to be rolled out in the different African countries that have this severe Ebola crisis.
So that's who it is, family. And I'm sure many of you have probably already seen that video. If you haven't, I suggest you do. Go and check it out and listen to what dude has to say. Scared the living hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying, whoever took the vaccine, you pretty much have forfeited your life.
Dang.
Period. So it's like I've been trying to tell people. I am not going to tell people not to go get your ass in line. That's all. And they know that this is not a vaccine. They already know that. They telling you. It ain't going to stop you from getting nor transmitting anything. As a matter of fact, people who went got the shot, went got tested later, and have come up positive for coronavirus, because it has nothing to do with preventing you from getting no coronavirus. It has everything to do with altering your DNA. Now, you got people running around here talking about the zombie apocalypse based on people taking the vaccine. Okay? That's real life. I remember about 7-8 years ago, we did a forum on this so-called zombie apocalypse. And they were trying to say that the black guy down in Florida, who supposedly ate some dishwashing, some Tide pods or something, people had figured out that you could eat these pods or something to that effect. And it would basically drive you crazy, right? So they were trying to say that this black guy down in Florida started eating people. Right? So they tried to point it to these pods that he was eating. Then they had a Mexican down in Texas. I think it was down in Houston. Who basically was getting high and, you know, taking these pods as well, and he started chewing on people. So they came out, and the CDC said, beware of a zombie apocalypse. And I said, wow, that's right out of the Walking Dead. So now I know people who went and took the vaccine. But you know something, Bam? They do their due diligence. They went and watched TV, and whatever the TV told them to do, they went and did it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Mel. That's right. They were bath salts. Some of you may remember that.
I remember that.
They said, yeah, people was just, this black guy was eating bath salts, and it made him want to eat people. So they start screaming, zombie apocalypse. Now here we are, fast forward, 7-8 years later, and now here go the CDC again, talking about zombie apocalypse. Well now, it ain't bath salts this time. It's vaccines that ain't no vaccine, and they telling you. It's up to you. It's up to you to go and find out what the hell it is that you put in your body. If you don't take the inclination or the time to go and check out what you put into your body, I got a glass of battery acid for you. Drink it down. You won't have to worry about nothing else. No more rent. Just drink it right down. No problem. One thing you won't have to worry about, family, is they won't call you a nigger when you get to heaven. So G-Y-A-I-L. And if you're going to let them give your children that, remember last week, Bev, we was talking about parenting. That's your responsibility.
That's right. Well, now guess what I heard today? That a lot of people are not taking the shot. So now I heard they coming out with it in the pill now.
It doesn't matter. Does
saying.
That remind you of something before? Because you might recall, back in the early 60s, late 50s, they came out with some polio vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And people started dying and catching polio and having adverse reactions. And what did they do?
What did they do? I don't remember that.
At the time that they did that, Bev, there was a movie that came out called Mary Poppins, or the book.
And
there was a popular song in that book and in the movie. It was something like, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Mm-hmm.
You take a spoonful of sugar and make the medicine go down. Y'all know, nice little kiddie movie. They went, and instead of giving you the vaccine in a syringe, they came with the sugar cube.
Mm.
60 years later, now they're telling us that the vaccines themselves were infected with cancer viruses. And everybody that took them vaccines are susceptible to cancers, which is why 10 years after they gave people them polio shots, cancers exploded. Now you got cancer of everything, cancer of the liver, cancer of the spleen, cancer of the lungs, the kidneys, you name it, it's got some cancer associated with it because it was in them damn vaccines. Forget Tuskegee. Forget that. That was done on a down low. I'm talking about a government-sanctioned program of mass vaccination against something that most people didn't have, and that's polio. And then a fast forward 40 years from that, and now you got Bill Gates going to Africa and India, giving Africans and Indians polio vaccines and giving them polio. And I might add, in Africa, in certain African countries, they did it at gunpoint. Now, we've covered all that with the articles and things right here on Truth to Power. And in the last 5 years, they got busted using dual weapons in African countries, where you would take several vaccines, and once you took the second or third vaccine, it made the women sterile. They specifically focused on the women.
As always.
And they got caught. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I just say, as always, you said they focused on the women.
Yeah. They got caught. So this is what we've been trying to tell the sisters. Damn that college degree, that means nothing. Okay? Means absolutely nothing. I'm going to quote, what's my man? I'm going to quote Guru, y'all remember Guru, my brother that died a few years back. They coming for that ass. D-A-A-A-T-A-A-A-Z-Z-Z, that ass. Okay? And they don't care how they come at that ass. They'll give it to you in a syringe or a sugar cube. Because it's all about the so-called population bomb that 60 years later has proven to be a giant fraud, just like the environmental movement and all the stuff that they said associated with it going back 50, 60 years has all been proven to be a fraud. One of the primary movers and shakers behind the population bomb, that's a book, okay, called that, was Paul Ehrlich. Okay? Paul Ehrlich was a monster. His primary mission was to scare the hell out of as many people as he possibly could. But he did it with institutional backing that found its way into the educational system because that's where he came from, which is why I'm telling you that's why they got the women at the household so they couldn't have babies and put their asses on the pill and in the schools. Okay? And many women think that their lives have gotten appreciatively better when the facts say something entirely different. Because, man, let me tell you something. I go out there and work my fingers to the bone for my wife and my kids. Damn her trying to get a job to keep up with the Joneses to get the latest pair of shoes. Because that's what it is. It's got you focused on materialism. You think I'm lying? Pick a mall and go there on any weekend and tell me what you see. Oh, they got the women down to a science. They knew exactly what chains to pull. And they pulled them. Let's go here, family. This is the first in a series dealing with the population bomb and Paul Ehrlich. We're not going to stay there, family. We're going to leave him hopefully tomorrow, and we're going to go into another one that preceded him. Some of you may have heard of his name, okay? His name is Bertrand Russell. He was the Paul Ehrlich of his day, straight-up scientific racist. These are real people sitting at the highest echelon of science and education who have had a tremendous negative impact on humanity. And Bill Gates is a proponent. You may as well say they gave birth to Bill Gates and people like him because he's pushing their agenda. All right? These are the eugenicists. And they've come up with a variety of different ways to push that eugenics movement. Now, we've already told you in recent shows that you've got people directly connected with the vaccine industry who are unabashed eugenicists. I'm talking about the vaccine manufacturers, like the Wellcome people associated with the Wellcome Trust. Where's the same group of people for almost 100 years now that have been engaged in this stuff. Let's go here, the Population Bomb, Paul Ehrlich series. This is from SagaciousNewsNetwork.com. They say, in 1968, Dr. Paul Ehrlich wrote The Population Bomb. Ehrlich predicted widespread famine and disaster unless population growth was reduced to zero in America and throughout the world by compulsory methods if necessary to make you stop producing. Okay? They say Ehrlich is a professor of biology at Stanford University, specializing in population biology. Remember, family? One of the first declarations we made from some of the research that we found was that so-called coronavirus basically hides in the testicles of males. And two other areas that escaped me right at the moment. But we pointed out that it has sterilizing components to it early on. Okay, that's when we, back in February, I think, we was just getting into the research of this stuff. They go on to say, Ehrlich says this, quote, they say this, that just to give you some of his credentials, well, who recognizes this guy as an expert? They say, Ehrlich is a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Philosophical Society, and he's a member of the National Academy of Sciences. Ehrlich has received honorary degrees, the John Muir Award of the Sierra Club. You see, the Sierra Club is known for environmental policies. But again, when you go back and look at Club of Rome papers, they tell you point blank that the problem is humanity. Humanity is the problem on the planet. Okay? So it's not surprising that he will be given an award in the name of the so-called preeminent John Muir, who is one of these people they call a tree hugger, right? But he was much more than that. And you'll notice some of the names we've mentioned over the years, like another one, he got a gold medal award of the World Wildlife Fund International. The World Wildlife Fund is comprised of people like Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group, okay, and other royals. The World Wildlife Fund. You are the wildlife. They say he's a MacArthur Prize. He got a MacArthur Prize Fellowship. He got the Crayford Prize of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. And that's given in lieu of the Nobel Peace Prize because there is no award given in the Nobel community for that. So they created that and gave it to him. They say in 1993, he got the Volvo Environmental Prize. In 1994, the United Nations Sasakawa Environmental Prize. In 1995, the Heinz Award for the Environment. In 1998, the Tyler Prize for Environmental Achievement and the Dr. A.H. Heineken Prize for Environmental Sciences. In 1999, he got the Blue Planet Prize. In 2001, he got the Eminent Ecologist Award of the Ecological Society of America and the Distinguished Science Award of the American Institute of Biological Sciences. That's just some of the awards they gave this bastard. Okay? Now, they then say, well, what is population control? Ehrlich's definition of population control is very telling toward the broader belief system that he holds. He believes that the dictates of an all-powerful government, supposedly for the benefit of the whole of society, should trump any and all rights of the individual or family. Sound familiar, family? Let me read that again. He believes that the dictates of an all-powerful government, supposedly for the benefit of the whole society, should trump any and all rights of the individual or family. He believes in authoritarianism, okay? Dictatorship, which is where these people are right now. And the only thing that's holding them back is 350 million people with guns everywhere. And that's why you see them ramping up the shooters again, all of a sudden, 2 weeks in a row, okay? 2 weeks in a row with basically no rhyme or reason to it. He goes on to say this, quote, this is early. Population control is the conscious regulation of the number of human beings to meet the needs not just of individual families, but of society as a whole. All these is in quotes. Family planning, by stressing the rights of parents to have a number of children they want, evades the basic question, population policy, which is how to give societies the number of children they need. People will still be multiplying like rabbits. This is the dude they gave all these awards to. Then they asked the question, well, how do you fix the population explosion? Again, all these are quotes. We must have population control at home, hopefully through changes in our value system. But by compulsion, if voluntary methods fail. Then they say, according to Ehrlich, the first step to worldwide population control is the control of the American population because, quote, we want our propaganda based on do as we do, not do as we say. They say, quote, so the first task is population control at home. How do we go about it? Me and my colleagues feel that some sort of compulsory birth control or birth regulation would be necessary to achieve such control. One plan, often mentioned, involved the addition of temporary sterilants to water supplies or staple food. How about corn? Family, you know, like genetically modified staple, ain't it? What doesn't have corn in it?
Right.
You see? Damn near everything. And it's genetically modified. Okay? So now, they say, many of my colleagues feel that some sort of blah, 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 blah. They say, one plan often mentioned involved the addition of temporary sterilants to water supplies or staple food. Doses of the antidote will be carefully rationed by the government to produce the desired population size, unquote. Then they say, I will include Ehrlich's description to why such a population control method would not work. Quote, those of you appalled at such a suggestion can rest easy. The option isn't even open to us, since no such substance exists. If the choice now is either such additive or catastrophe, we shall have catastrophe. It might be possible to develop such population control tools, although the task would not be simple. Either the additive would have to operate equally well and with minimum side effects against both sexes, or some way would have to be found to direct it only to one sex and shield the other. Feeding potent male hormones to the whole population might sterilize and defeminize the women. Let me read that again. Feeding potent male hormones to the whole population might sterilize and defeminize women, while the upset in the male population and society as a whole can be well imagined. In addition, care would have to be taken to see to it that the sterilizing substance did not reach livestock, either through water or garbage. I suspect you'll agree with me that society would probably dissolve before sterilants were added to the water supply by the government. Some other way will have to be found. All that's in quotes in his book, The Population Bomb. They go on to say, financial coercion is also an effective method to reduce the population. Ehrlich recommends changes to the income tax laws to encourage small families. That's for people that work. For people that didn't work, like people on welfare, the government came with boatloads of population control. The so-called social workers. They are social engineers. Not only encouraged it, but would almost make it a part of your receiving your monthly allotment, particularly if you had young girls. They wanted the mothers to put the young girls on the birth control pills as early ages as possible. And then lo and behold, I remember like it was yesterday, black women started coming down with all kinds of female problems. And as a result, many black women during my young days had to get off the birth control pills because all kind of crazy stuff started happening to them. Lo and behold, they came with other methods, okay? Man, they was working overtime, creating all kind of different ways to get women to stop having babies. All based on fake science, family. Then they say this, quote, this is again in his book, on top of the income tax change, luxury taxes could be placed on layettes, cribs, diapers, diaper services, expensive toys, always with the proviso that the essentials be available without penalty to the poor. There would have to be considerable experimenting on the level of financial pressure necessary to achieve the population goals. To the penalties could be added incentives. A governmental first marriage grant could be awarded each couple in which the age of both partners was 25 or more. Responsibility prizes could be given to each couple for each 5 years of childless marriage, or to each man who accepted irreversible sterilization, called a vasectomy, before having more than two children. Or special lotteries might be held, tickets given only to the childless. Adoption could be subsidized and made a simple procedure. These grants would be a money-making proposition. But even if they weren't, the price would be a small one to pay for saving our nation. In short, the plush life would be difficult to attain for those with large families, which is as it should be, since they're getting their pleasure from their children, who are being supported in part by more responsible members of society. So people who want to have children are irresponsible. Families. I'm not talking about children out of wedlock. I'm talking about families. And remember, Beth, not long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, we pointed out that they were going to penalize with higher carbon taxes people that had more than two children. That's why they want carbon taxes to be an international phenomenon, because you are a carbon unit. So when you bring children into the planet, you're going to have to pay more in taxes for your children. And that is also why they got Department of Children and Family Services has become a monstrosity that's got nothing to do with the well-being of children. They look for every excuse imaginable to take children away from their families and give them to homosexuals and lesbians. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, that's where the child trafficking, that's the headquarters. They go through that. That's just
that is correct. And they have even admitted that they have given children to traffickers under Obama.
Yeah.
Okay? Now watch this, Bear. Remember, family, a few weeks ago, we talked about the fact that in Germany, they was running a government program giving children to pedophiles. We didn't get to all of that. Okay? We didn't manage to get to that part of it, but that was part of what we were talking about a few weeks ago. This is the government. So now they go on to deal with abortion back then. Here's what they say. Look, family, the government won't even give you free dental care. Right? But they're giving you free abortion. The government won't give you free dental care. But they'll chop your balls off free, no charge. They'll give you some hormone therapy to turn a woman into a man, no problem. But try to go get your teeth fixed. They'll tell you to change your diet to gummy bears. Now they go on to say this in his book, quote, all this is in quotes, Japan's dramatic halving, cutting in half, of the birth rate was achieved originally through the sanctioning of abortion. Abortion is a highly effective weapon in the armory of population control. It's condemned by many family planning groups, notorious for pussyfooting about methodology, despite beginning 60 years ago as revolutionary social pioneers. One of the more encouraging signs of progress has been the change in abortion laws in the U.S. Now, keep in mind now, family, this is when they go back and they facilitate the fraud, we now know it's a fraud, of Roe versus Wade. Now we know it was all fake. It was a fraud. But the people was watching Sanford and Sons in good times. Later on, Chico and the Man. Now, they go on to say, biologists must promote understanding the facts of reproductive biology, which relate to matters of abortion and contraception. They must point out the biological absurdity of equating a zygote, and for those of you who don't know, that's the cell created by joining sperm and egg. They're saying the science, the doctors, got to stop pointing out that the zygote or fetus, the unborn child, stop equating that with a human being. Now, this is during my teenage years, so I'm paying close attention. I'm listening. And I remember when they started saying, that ain't no baby. That's a fetus. But it's not a child. So they had to come with the propaganda. Okay? Now watch how it develops. They say, as Professor Garrett Hardin pointed out, that is like confusing a set of blueprints with a building. So once that child, once that sperm meets egg and you pregnant, that ain't no baby until it's out the womb. Now look at what they just did a little more than a year, about 2 years ago now, a little more than a year ago. In New York, they basically have moved from term-oriented abortions to after-birth abortions. You see how they moved the goalposts from the 1960s all the way up to today? First it was first term, mm-hmm. then it was second term, then it was late term. Now it's after birth. Because now they've become full-fledged killers. Now, they're going to say, Gary Hardin pointed out that it's like confusing a set of blueprints with a building. People are people because of the interaction of genetic information that's stored in the chemical language with an environment. Clearly, the most humanizing element of that environment is the cultural element to which the child is not exposed until after birth. When conception is prevented or a fetus destroyed, the potential for another human being is lost, but that is all. That potential is lost regardless of the reason that conception does not occur. There is no biological difference if the egg is not fertilized because of timing or because of mechanical or other interference. So they're saying when that sperm hit that egg, and the process of reproduction begins, that ain't no baby. It's a blob. Okay? But we got to get the doctors and the people in those fields to start using the propaganda that we use. That's why you see them running around changing the definitions of everything, family. All right? They change the definition of everything you can think of to push their agenda. They say biologists must point out that contraception is more desirable than abortion. They must also point out that in many cases, abortion is more desirable than childbirth. Above all, biologists must take the side of the hungry billions of living human beings today and tomorrow, not the side of potential human beings. Remember, unless their numbers are limited, if those potential human beings are born, they will at best lead miserable lives and die young. We cannot permit the destruction of humanity to be abetted by a doctrine conceived in total ignorance of the biological facts of life. This is the beginning of what we and where we are at now, family. And you see how long it's taken them to push this agenda. But they had almost every institution, the foundations, Rockefeller, I have too many of the names, to get you to buy into it. And once they took over the educational system, which they started to do in the 60s, for all practical purposes, now they have the mechanism to push their policy, but it would take time to produce generations of ignorance, which is what you see going on out here now, particularly with young people running around talking about humans are the cause of all of the pain and frustration on the planet. No, the elite people in their attempt to control the world and all its resources are the problem. Now, let's go to part two of this. How to Control the World Population by Paul Ehrlich. The Population Bomb. This is part two. They say, once the American population size is comfortably under control, be it by voluntary or compulsory method, this is a quote from his book, the rest of the world needs to be helped. The Population Bomb describes a variety of methods for controlling third world population growth and who should be involved in deciding the optimum population levels for the world. Rest in peace and power, Brother President Mogafuli. A lot of us are not going to stop fighting. Go ahead, Beth.
Ashe. Do you know anything about the lady president that's going to take his place?
Very little. All I know is she was the vice president, and he personally chose her.
Okay.
I'll take a further look, but we got to be careful because the sex of the person doesn't necessarily dictate what the policies are going to be. We see that now because you got a lot of dumbass black women pushing these policies, just like you had a lot of dumbass black men back in the 60s that was pushing this nonsense. It's got nothing to do with your sex. It has everything to do with your spiritual normality. Okay, your essence. All right? You'll know who they are because they'll come and tell you that old white men are the problem and then run around licking up the behind of one of the nast families on the planet. That's the Biden family. And act like they don't know it. Even the FBI came out after the election and said, Hunter Biden is under investigation, and we got his laptop with all that stuff on it. So now, they ask this question. The plan for the third world. This is from the Population Bomb. And again, it's in quotes. What about vasectomies? A few years ago, there was talk in India of compulsory sterilization for all males who were fathers of three or more children. Ignore for a moment the socio-political problems raised by such a program. Consider just the logistics. Even if those eligible could be rounded up, it would take 1,000 surgeons or parasurgeons operating 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, a full 8 years to sterilize the candidates who exist today. And the stock of candidates is growing very rapidly. Picture the probable results of a government attempt to sterilize 40 million American males. What a problem it would be in our country with its relatively informed populace and efficient transport and communication system. Imagine such an attempt in India, where the difference between castration and sterilization would be almost impossible to explain. As one might expect, the principal Indian official thinking in such tough-minded terms, Dr. Chandrasekhar, ended up in a less influential position in a government shuffle. When we suggested sterilizing all Indian males with three or more children, he should have encouraged the Indian government to go ahead with the plan. We should have volunteered logistical support in the form of helicopters, vehicles, and surgical instruments. We would have sent doctors to aid in the program by setting up centers for training paramedical personnel to do vasectomies. Coercion? Perhaps. But coercion in a good cause. Man, oh man. You see, fam, they not hiding and they haven't hidden much of this. In order to even talk about this stuff, on the heels of these people being exposed as eugenicists in the 1960s, you would think that nobody in the world of academia would have the guts to write stuff like this. But I'm going to remind you, one of the czars put in place by Barack Obama was a staunch supporter and advocate of Paul Ehrlich. And he didn't hide it either. I wish I could remember his name. His wife was also in the Obama administration. And if I'm not incorrect, I don't think I am, she's now in the corpses administration. You better know who you're dealing with, family, especially today. Okay? They go on here to say, blah, blah, blah. They say, overdeveloped countries immediately set up through the United Nations a machinery for area rehabilitation. This plan, and when they talk about overdeveloped countries, they're talking about the United States, Russia, Great Britain, Canada, Japan, Australia, Europe, and other countries. So they say they immediately set up through the United Nations a machinery for area rehabilitation. This plan involved simultaneous population control, agricultural development, and where resources warrant it, industrialization of selected countries, selected countries or sections of countries. The bedrock requirement of the program would have to be population control, necessarily including migration control to prevent swamping of aided areas by the less fortunate. If we could get a program underway in which the overdeveloped countries made a genuine attempt to aid the underdeveloped countries, what form might that program take? The specific requirements of the program would vary from area to area. Possibly, the first step in all areas would be to set up relay stations and distribute small transistorized TV sets to villages for communal viewing of satellite transmitted programs. TV programs would explain the rehabilitation plan for each area. These programs would have to be produced with the combined skill of people with great expertise in the subject to be presented and intimate knowledge of the target population. How else are you going to get them to do what you want them to do? You've got to have targeted, specific targeted propaganda. They say the programs could be presented both straight and as entertainment. Y'all know, like the Oprah show. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
They say the programs would use the prospect of increased affluence as a major incentive for gaining cooperation. You brothers know, y'all know, be like Mike. It seems unlikely that the threat of future starvation would have much impact. If necessary, the TV channel could be used to make it clear that the continuance of food supplies depends on the cooperation of the people in the area. So the question becomes, well, how many people get to live? They say, in all areas, studies should be initiated to determine how much agricultural and industrial development is feasible. It must be determined how many people at each stage of development can live reasonably comfortable and secure lives in each area. Demographic goals must be set that are reasonable in the light of each country's and the world's resources. Now, what they're really talking about, family, but this is before. This book is written before they come up with this monstrous phrase called sustainable development. That don't come to the late 70s, okay? Then you start seeing it everywhere, all the way and up to today. Now they forget development, they just call it sustainability. And you'll hear these ignorant Negro educated folk running around talking about sustainability, like they in charge of something. They're going to say this, but with a human population of 1.5 billion people, some minor changes in technology and major changes in the rate of use and equity of distribution of the world's resources, there would clearly be no environmental crisis. Okay? They say at a minimum, it seems safe to say that a population of 1 billion people could be sustained in reasonable comfort for perhaps 1,000 years if resources were husbanded carefully. So now here they come with sustainable development, but they ain't calling it that yet, okay? So then the question then becomes, who decides how many people get to live? Now they already said they don't want a 500 million in the whole world. That means take half of the people in China, less than half of the people in China, and get rid of everybody else on the planet in every country, and that's what they consider sustainable. That's compatible with what this monster sees as the world in the future. So who decides how many people get to live? Ehrlich's ideas are that such measures should be coordinated by a powerful governmental agency, a Federal Bureau of Population and Environment should be set up to determine the optimum population size for the U.S. and devise measures to establish it. Of course, this should be done within the context of resource and environmental limitations. The Bureau of Population and Environment should coordinate population policies with those dealing with environmental protection and resource husbandry. This bureau should give ample funds to support research in the areas of population control and environmental quality. In the first area, it would promote intensive investigation and development of new techniques of birth control. This research will not only give us better methods to use at home, which will be essential for helping the underdeveloped countries control their population, but the Bureau of Population and Environment also would encourage more research on human sex determination. Human sex determination For if a simple method could be found to guarantee that firstborn children were males, then population control problems in many areas would be somewhat eased. In our country, couples with only female children keep trying in the hopes of a son. Now, we already saw that in China, family. They say, and we also saw the results. Too many men, not enough women. Right? So now, Hop Sing is all over Africa making babies. Yeah, that's right. I call them Hop Sing. Okay? They say, two other functions of the Bureau of Population and the Environment would be to aid Congress in developing legislation relating to population and environment and to inform the public of the need for such legislation. Here we go with the propaganda again, family. Some of these needs are already apparent. The right of any woman to have an abortion, if it is approved by a physician, should be guaranteed. We need federal legislation affirming the right to voluntary sterilization for adults. We need a federal law requiring sex education in schools, sex education that includes discussion of the need for regulating the birth rate and of the techniques of birth control. Such education should begin at the earliest age recommended by those with professional competence in this area, before junior high school, while at the same time, family, they promote promiscuity. Okay? They close by saying this. Ehrlich envisions world population policy to be coordinated through the United Nations or some other world body. Again, here we go, all in quotes in his book. We must rapidly bring the world population under control, reducing the growth rate to zero and eventually making it go negative. Now, I know all of you have heard about the extremely low sperm counts in this country and around the world. That's a direct result of the manipulation of our environment, be it food and a host of other things. It's not accidental. It's by design. And it goes right along with the manipulation of the hormones in the human population, okay, especially in this country. They say conscious regulation of human numbers must be achieved. Simultaneously, we must increase our food production. This agricultural program should be carefully monitored to minimize deleterious effects on the environment and include program of ecosystem restoration. That means confiscation of land, particularly by the government using environmentalism and fake environmentalism like the snail garter back in the 70s, okay? So the government confiscates large tracts of land using fake environmentalism to accomplish that, okay? They say the world supply of non-renewable resources must be assessed and plans made for the most economical and beneficial management and use of what remains of them. As these projects are carried out, an international policy research program must be initiated to set optimum population / environmental goals for the world and to devise methods for reaching these goals. So as you can see, family, this situation that we're in today, and I'm adding fake virus and vaccines, because as we stated earlier in the program, we've already laid out that coronavirus definitely attaches itself to the whole notion of reproduction. Okay? How much time we got left?
We have 40 minutes. And somebody asked, what was the name of that video you played earlier with the doctor?
Oh, wow. You'll have to hold on because my computer went to sleep.
So you want to play a song and then we'll open up the lines, or you wanted to wait a few more minutes before we open the lines up?
No, hold on. I'm pulling it up now. One second
okay.
here. Okay. You can go to, it's called High Wire with Dale Bigtree. That's his, this is on his platform. You can get it at Brightheon. But the name of the video is A Coming COVID Catastrophe. And I only played the beginning. He goes into it in depth, laying out that this is not a vaccine and that it has the capacity to take out millions of people. Now, I'm going to say it again. This guy's sitting at the top of the food chain with these people. I guess his conscience got next to him. Okay? But when you listen to that video, and I'll send it to you if you can't find it at Brightheon, but you should be able to Google Dale Bigtree, High Wire with Dale Bigtree, and you should be able to go to his website. I'm sure it's there. Or send me an email, and I'll make sure I send it to you. Okay? And by the way, again, you should be able to probably get it at, what's the other one? BitChute. You should be able to get it there as well. But don't think that you're going to go on Facebook. They're already attacking this dude. He's sitting at the top of the food chain. They're attacking him. So you know you ain't going to find it on YouTube. At the question. Okay.
Well, we do have some hands raised. If you, we got 38 minutes left.
Okay, because it's going on 11 my time, so I won't try to stop by 12. So y'all going to come back and get that extra half hour some other time, okay? So we'll stop right here, and we can take some questions or comments, because it gets much deeper between now and tomorrow, family. Believe me. Believe me when I tell you, okay? But you will have no doubt about the beginning of this stuff in this current incantation. It didn't start yesterday or last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. This thing goes way back, at least 50 years in this current incantation, and even longer when we put in people like Bertrand Russell. Okay? So with that being, we can take some questions and comments. I know the family is chomping at the bit, because tomorrow when we open up, we're going to look at Part 3 that deals with religion and the population bomb,
And then we're going to look at the institutions that are controlling the population bomb. And then we're going to add this fraud, one of many frauds, Al Gore, who basically rearranged the wording in the population bomb and came with the environmental bomb that he tried to drop, where everything that he said has turned out to be a big lie, trying to scare people so he can get elected as president. And from there, we are going to move on to Bertrand Russell in the scientific portion of this thing dealing with population. Where they, even back then in the 40s and 50s, were talking about breeding new humans. Okay? And from that, we'll also take a look at the educational component, because they could not be where they are now with people running around talking about they Marxist-Leninists, and they don't even realize that they asses is the first one on the chopping block. Okay? They are first on the list to be removed. So we go in there, family, today, tomorrow, and next week. I don't know how much longer it's going to go after that. But as you can see, this is the technocracy. That's what we're talking about here, the scientific dictatorship. We're just breaking it down to its base component with real live people and institutions and the methodology behind pushing this insanity.
All right.
This is part and parcel of the lethal injection. Go ahead, Bear.
And the call-in number is 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. And Dr. Robert X, do have a GoFundMe page, Dr. Robert X. Please send him some donations to help him with his research. And Dr. Robert X, how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can contact me at mccrayr9599@yahoo.com. Thanks, Bear.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, we're going to open the lines here, and we're going to go with 706-202.
Hotep and better love.
Hotep and
better love.
Yes. Good evening, Bev, and good evening, Brother X. You know, you've been going way down the rabbit hole, man, you know.
I got you, my brother. That's where the rabbit's at.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to stop being Elmer Fudd now. You chasing Bugs Bunny. You're going to get down there in Alice in Wonderland, and you're going to get discovered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But anyway, you know, you went down there and went into it, but I didn't hear what Rockefeller back in 1952 had his thing about the population control.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing and the continuation, because when you were talking about the population control and the part in which you look back through history, when China got rid of, came out of from under British rule, they killed off all of those generations that were in the mindset of the British mindset and began with Mao Zedong and creating a whole new, you know, culture of people. And so what we're seeing is that we're here, and you're talking about sustainability, but everybody's here in climate control. It's not about the ice caps melting and that. The climate of population is what they're looking at, because you spoke on the part of the carbon base of people coming away from fuels and going to electronics. And so that means that those people that are used to using cars and using all of these old methodologies have to be eliminated. And there has to be a whole generation of new, and you have to eliminate as much of the generation. This is why the Georgia Guidestones are here saying the 500 million.
Right.
And this is what they're looking at in being able to create by 2050 when they come up with the super railways that's going to be in the regions that United States is going to be divided to. It's not going to be any states. It's going to be regions. And what they're going to have is they're going to have this super highway, just like they're getting ready to run through all of Europe, that China is going to be the head of. And this is what they're looking at in putting this. And I want you to go to PRB. It's the Urban Demographic Revolution. And they give a conference they had in 2000 about the Germans when they're looking at how they're going to design these smart cities. And this is what they're looking at. Everything is going into technology where they're creating smart cities, just as they showed in Wuhan when they turned on the 5G, because they're stepping up that bandwidth and they're going to be able to control the people by social behavior. And the cryptocurrency really is not going to be cryptocurrency. It's going to be behavior currency. You're going to be paid for how you work with the government. And if you do not work in the way the government works, your credibility is going to be taken and you're going to be limited by the resources you're going to get. And so what we're seeing is a whole new world. And even when you were talking about the people eating the pods, remember back in the day, the return of the body snatchers, what did they have? Pods. People would come out of the pods and eat the people going around in the different areas. They had pods that they were, people were being born out of pods.
Yeah.
The return of the body snatchers. But even one better, we're talking about Space Force, August 1966. There was a movie that came out, The Fantastic Voyage. Remember that? Where they put a person and a submarine into a hypodermic to travel through the human body in order to get to this man's brain to get rid of this clot and get the secret out of his mind. And so you're talking about creating a space force, not an outer space force, an inner space force. Because when you can control nanotechnology and create what they're creating with nanotechnology, you're putting in a bot that will be able, just like in the Matrix, those things that you saw traveling through is just another form of a bot that can travel through and connect to the genes. And this is going to put the sterilization, like you were saying, they use when they inoculated the folks in Africa. Because when they do this, you're altering the gene, because we're now in a place of the new age. And in the new age, we just saw this shooting that happened with the planet Mercury and Mars were in conjunction. And that's when the night that March 22nd is when that shooting occurred. So you're looking at each time there's an alignment, they're learning to program the people to react with the energy that's coming from above.
Yes, I agree with much of what you're saying, and I've done research, particularly on the breaking up of the country into regions and regionalism, and I've gone into it in detail to show people that's why you got regional transportation authorities and all of this. But the problem is most people are not going to be around to enjoy this.
No.
Okay?
No.
They have every intention of removing as many people as possible by any means possible. Go ahead.
Right. That's why they came up with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 2050. And see, you're looking at something. You got to go back to something that we just see now. The president of Tanzania just died, and the sister, a Muslim sister, just became the first woman president. But you look back, and 60 years ago, Julius Nyerere became the prime minister in 62, 64. He became the president. He was the first president breaking away from the British. And you're seeing it in Ghana. Kwame Nkrumah in the 50s came off, and he became, what did the Ghanaians just do? Cut off and said, hey, there is no Swiss chocolate. We make the chocolate here. We grow the chocolate in Ghana.
That's right.
You all. Then you have.
And told France the same thing.
Right.
Told Macron that to his face.
Right. But you have Kenya, and then you look at it. Where is Tanzania and all of this is set? When you go back to the papyrus of Hunefer, they said we came from the foot of the mountain of the moon, which is Mount Kilimanjaro. Where does Kilimanjaro sit? Between Tanzania and Kenya.
Right.
So you're going back to the beginning, and this is what we've got to begin to understand, because we're in a different place in this galaxy now, that we're at a beginning of the golden age. This is the age of Aquarius, the age of I know. And this is what we're doing, is that they're knowing that their time is up. And they're fighting all that they can from every avenue of their new development of science and technology. Just like going back to what was his name in the day, Yaku. They're going back to that part of their own mindset, trying to clone themselves out of other beings. And this is what they're doing with the genetics.
I thoroughly agree with you, my brother. I can't disagree with any of that.
Well, go PRB.org is one, and then there's another one. The Rockefeller Statement is also on PBR, but you have to put in John D. Rockefeller, third statesman, founder of Population Council. He was the founder of the Population Council in 1952.
Yeah.
Read that article.
Oh, we coming up to a lot of that Rockefeller stuff. I've dealt with the Rockefellers.
Okay, I'll send it to Bev. Bev, I can I'll fix it to you. All right.
All right.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Better
all right.
Appreciate
better
it,
love.
My brother. Better love. Hotep.
Hotep.
And someone has posted the link in the chat room to the video that you played earlier too, Dr. X.
Excellent.
Okay, let's go to 404-453. 404.
Peace and blessings. How y'all hear me? How y'all hear me?
We hear you. Better love.
Hey, man, you right on time, man. Especially about this damn polio vaccine, man, with that Mary Poppins shit spoonful of sugar.
Yep.
Okay, you right on time, bro. That's what got me, man. That's how they fooled my granddaddy. He got scared, and he ended up having me and my cousin take that goddamn polio vaccine, man. The sugar cube, and I got messed up for it, man. But you right on time, man.
I still got the hole in my arm, Brother West. My arm broke out, and I still got the hole in my arm where they gave me that vaccine to this day.
Yes, sir. And see, mine was time activated, man. From that day when I was like 5 years old, all the way. It took 40 years, man. The 2007 when they tell me I had a knot on my kidney, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was that Simeon virus, man. SV40.
That is correct.
Okay, me and my cousin, and she's 77, just had an Earth Day, March 7th, and I'd be surprised. I bet she was taking that injection. I feel it.
Yep.
She always taking the flu shot and every damn thing, man. Okay?
Yep.
Me and her different, man. Me and her different. Anything them folks put on television or whatever, she eases up worse than a fish going at a damn hook, man.
That's the programming. You know that's the programming, Wes. That's how we get the programming to work.
You ain't lying, man. Like I said, ever since I came on this planet, I knew everything been a damn lie, man, what these people telling me, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my mission, man, to be a crash test dummy to these people, man, to all our people, man. I mean, everything they say, I do the damn opposite, man. Because I know a lot of y'all always talking about, a lot of people talking about, black and white, wrong or right. But as far as I know, every damn white person, every time they tell me something, be a damn lie, man. And the truth ain't in them. You know, we got some Judas goat black people too, man. But that's why I thank God we live in a time where you can halfway look up stuff and find the truth, man.
You better. You better look up stuff.
And like what you said, something about when people find out information, they get scared. The more information I find out, it make me stronger, man.
Me too.
It has me invincible. When I find out the truth about something, man, bro, that make me stronger, man. I ain't never scared, man. Shit I done been through, bro. I'm too damn old to be scared, man.
I feel you.
The fear ain't in me, man. The fear is not in this black man right here. I mean, it's a beautiful time for me to be alive, man. Every time, when I find out some new stuff, bro, it makes me stronger, man. It makes me stronger. I ain't lying, man. And see, some black people, I was on a show last week where this cat that, he's pretty smart like us, but when somebody tell him something that he had never heard about, instead of him be saying, thank you, I appreciate the information, look it up, this cat want to argue with folks, man. And that ain't cool right there, man. You got to know how to, a smart person, a genius, when somebody tell them something, they say, thank you, I appreciate it. And go look it up, because it go against what people believe, be lies. And they be stuck in what they done, been through. Just like I was telling you about that breatharians, that people that don't, all they do is breathe air, and they don't eat and they don't drink nothing. Don't eat nothing.
Right.
But
anyway, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yes, sir. And Bell had one dude on the show, what's his name? Chuck Moon or whatever his name is. What they call it? Freaker, or whatever they say they do.
You talking about Chungalia?
Yeah, Chuckamooga, whatever his name is, man. He's smart, dude.
I didn't hear the program, but I'm very much aware of very spiritual-oriented people who have been in like a comatose state for years. I ain't talking about for no days. They're in controlled environments, okay? Mm-hmm. Their hearts slow down. Their breathing slows down, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're able to absorb the nutrients that they need from their environment.
That's right.
For years. And they are very much alive.
Yes, sir, man. And that's just what I'm coming to, man. They done messed up all the food and all the water. Damn, they're trying to mess up the air.
Yep.
So that's what I'm coming to, man. Like you say, you're trying to be able to survive off of nothing, right?
You got to do that, man. Because that way, when you get something, it doesn't freak you out. You don't have this kind of, I got this, I got that, because it's really not relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. See, melanin is addictive, man. It absorbs everything. But then you can turn your melanin into where you don't need now. You can it's all reversing everything, man. Where you can just, God gave us everything we need to survive.
That is correct. That is correct.
The universe gave us that, man. And like you said, it's hard the way they're tricking our sisters, man, you know. If you look at the way the Most High made you, I mean, I hate to say it about some of our women, man, but why the hell would they cut their goddamn eyebrows off and draw some more on, man? What the hell is that, man?
You just wired me up to something I wasn't aware of, Wes.
Yeah, man, that's what they doing. Should the band know that?
They cut their eyebrows off and they pasting some fake Browns up there too.
Come on, y'all.
Yes, that's what they doing. That's what the young people doing. Some old folks
for what?
Some old folks too.
And Brother West, see, it ain't just the women. The women are the focus. But look at the men. You seen a rap video lately? You got brothers running around here getting diamonds embedded in their face.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one dude, man, so-called hippity-hop dude.
Yeah, so that's part of the paradigm that they use to program the people. And then, of course, the general population are going to imitate that because that's all the programming that they get. Go ahead, Wes.
And you said something about the media don't big up black people. They do. They big up foolishness and buffoonery and stupid stuff, man. Okay, they love for black people to be stupid, low vibrating on low frequency with dumb shit, man. Especially what that one Cardi B, man. You can't understand none of the fuck she say.
That's by design.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, Brother West.
That's all.
I hope my mom's rise from the grave if I'm lying. I haven't heard 5 minutes of Cardi B in my lifetime.
Well, bruh, I mean, it's a shame, man. They big up foolishness in the media. As long as you black and stupid, like they got a show called Soul of a Nation, man. They come on ABC every week. Well, we supposed to be the soul of a nation, but everybody on there talking bullshit and low frequency vibration stuff, man. Buck dancing and all this old crazy stuff, man.
You see, Brother West, I never heard of that either. But you see, we're the captain of our own ship. How
That's
is
right.
it that I never heard of any of this stuff? The answer is because my focus is somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to see that. I don't want to see that. Basketball, housewives, and all this kind of insanity?
Yeah.
What's the point?
To keep Negroes in the box, man. That's
exactly.
To keep Negroes in low frequency, low vibration, man, with buffoonery.
Yeah, and then people go out and imitate that stuff, women and men.
Yep.
So,
thank you.
You know, again.
Yeah, okay, Sister Ben want me to move on, man. I'll be too continued tomorrow, next episode,
tomorrow.
Man. I love y'all, Sister Ben.
Okay.
And you know that. And keep learning and searching and looking for the truth, man. Peace and blessings, family.
Yes,
I love y'all.
All right.
Same here, Brother West. Better love. Hotel.
Okay. Okay, let's go to 832-508.
Let me remove my mask, man. What's going on tonight, brother?
Hotel Robert. Family.
Hotel.
And by the way,
how you doing, Sister Bell? Yeah.
One of the videos you sent me, I had already seen it about 5 years ago. That was the one about the people moving from the South to Chicago into the building. I saw that about 5 years ago. The other one was a little different. I hadn't seen that one, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, it just kind of showed you, man, that the mind state, a lot of it has kind of been the same for a long time, and a lot of things only have changed is like dealing with the laws. But I was looking at that gangbanging back in 84 is when that one video happened, man, and it's the same stuff, man. You know what I mean?
That is correct.
You know, they're talking about snitching. You know, going to court, telling on each other, you know, basically no defense, don't have no money to fight a case. You know, it's the same old thing that we're going through now. Just the laws are stiff.
Yeah.
Instead of getting
and she'll swear that her son is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Ain't never done nothing to nobody, but they got eyewitnesses pointing them out.
Yep. Yep, and black mothers do ride for you, because I got to be honest, Robert, when I was doing nonsense, my mama would swear I didn't do it too. So,
absolutely.
You know, but you
mine
know,
too.
I got past it, you know. But
I stole them cookies and them cupcakes out of the bakery, and I got caught.
Yep, exactly. But, man, I was checking out this thing with this so-called anti-Asian stuff, man, and it seems to me when black people start pushing back, because it started taking a wave on social media as far as black people fighting back and getting their point of view out there, then all the killings started popping up. And another thing with those killings in Atlanta, you know, when you look at Trayvon Martin and you look at Michael Brown, they victimize the victims by bringing up possible criminal activity in their past or, you know, different things they had done in their life. But you look at this situation with the massage parlor, and that's human trafficking.
That's what I thought it was. Prostitution.
Man, they just throw it right to the side, Robert, and act like it ain't really a part of this case, man. And I got to ask myself, I look at all these other communities, man. You look at the Hispanic community, the Asian community, and they clearly have certain laws that they can break. And everybody turned a blind eye to. They can come over the border. They can bring drugs. They can do whatever. The Asians can set up houses of ill repute with prostitution and all kind of stuff and build a base and an economy from it. But black people, what laws can we break and get away with them? And everybody turn their back to allow us to get a foothold in this country.
You know, killing each other. That's it.
That's about the only thing we can get away with is killing each other.
That's it?
Yeah, man. But another thing, man, and this is my last point because I know other people want to talk. But, man, when you were talking about seed in the moon, putting sperm and different things on it, first thing I thought about was maybe I need to take a look at the Osari and Tell all over again, you know, with regards to, you know, Osari's bodies being hacked into 70 parts and spread all over. Well, maybe it's something on another level with regards to the to out in space or out in the universe somewhere that tell may pertain to, man. And so I'm going to kind of be digging around and see if I can find anything or see if anybody kind of spoke to that. But that was all I wanted to say, man. That's kind of where you put my mind at when you spoke on that.
Excellent comments, my brother.
All right.
We are going to go right back into ancient comedic science toward the tail end of this, so stay tuned.
All right. Better love. Thank you for that.
And
okay.
Beth,
yes.
I was hoping somebody could give me the name of that television series with them two androids that were sent off the planet to repopulate another planet as Earth was being destroyed. I still ain't got the name of that. If nobody gives it to me today, I'll come with it tomorrow. Because this should be required watching for people, okay? Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. All right. Just Tutmos, 347-805.
Keyshaw, what's good? What's good?
Hotep, Tut. Better love.
Hotep. Better love. Better love, Bev. Peace to everybody. The Wallenberg's AstraZeneca vaccine isn't faring well. And as you pointed out, that's not for this part of the world. That's for the third world. You know, that's why it's failing all the trials in the white country, because it ain't for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The one for them is Moderna and Pfizer. You know,
right.
So just keep that in mind. The AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, those is the same thing. A one shot, you don't got to refrigerate it. It's the same thing. You know, that's for the third world. So, have y'all been seeing these brothers and sisters down in Miami?
No.
They down there on spring break, showing their ass, bro. Just everywhere, bro. Just out in the streets, blocking traffic, drinking, smoking. And they had to put a curfew in to close, you know, shut everything down by 8 o'clock. But what I'm seeing is I'm watching the cops trying to enforce the curfew. And of course, the brothers acting like they not paying, they ain't gonna listen to them. So the cops start arresting people, and the chicks are standing there twerking. Like, I'm just shaking my head, bro. Like, damn, man. So this is where we at, bro.
They shaking their asses, huh?
They shaking their ass while the dudes is getting locked up, and the cops is arresting them, and they stopping to jump in front of the camera to twerk. I'm like, okay, Yeah. The Asians, man, the Asians is just as involved in criminal activity in this country. They got just as long a legacy as the white boys do.
That's right.
When the white boys came in here from Ireland, they went downtown. Chinatown was already there. You know what I'm saying? And they worked hand in hand. You don't get the heroin trade controlled by the Italian mafia without the Chinese people selling it to them.
Correct.
Where you think heroin would come from back then? You know what I'm saying?
That's
it came from China. The Chinese gangs run Chinatown, and the way they got a racket. They run with all the Chinese restaurants. It's like 5-6 Chinese families that control all of the Chinese restaurants, and they'll give you the loan. They'll give them the loan to start up and everything. But the rule is they gotta buy their containers, their forks, their all napkins, all the stuff from these 5 families, and they control it. They kind of show this to you in The Last Dragon, the movie, when he's downtown and they go up in the room and the Chinese people, they got the machine printing out the fortune cookies. That was the master. You know what I'm saying? The movie was shown off, you know what I'm saying? But that's how they run it, man. It's be like 5 families. They run the factories that make all the containers. And they control New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. They control Connecticut. All the Chinese restaurants, you got to buy from them or you getting hit. You know what I'm saying? You getting hit. And you could tell who runs what by the containers. Like, oh, this one got the same container as that one. And this one got a different container. And if you go down here, this one got the same container as that one. You know, they run it with that family. But the police don't bother them. The police don't bother them. Go ahead, bro.
Check this. Chinatown in Chicago for years was a block square. No more. If you blinked, you'd drive right past it and wouldn't know it exists. Today, now I'm going back 50 years. Today is still about 4 blocks square now. But guess what? They got 4 banks in that 4 block square area. 4 banks that they control. 4. Brother, when they allowed the China to have most favorite nation trading status, what that essentially did was allow for China white to come in here by the boatloads. And they're using them banks to launder the money. The same thing now goes 20 years, 30 years, 40 years after that, well, at least 20 years after that, now they got the fentanyl trade. That's a synthetic version of heroin. So they went from China white to the fentanyl because it's easier to get the fentanyl here than it is to get the China white here unless you were married into the family of, what's that boy from Kentucky? The Senator McConnell. Unless you married into the McConnell family. Then you still bringing the China white in here by the boatload.
Yeah. Now, what you just said, right, the Chinatown in New York, it was one block. It's only about 4 blocks now still. Major Street, Canal Street, which is Chinatown, and that brings you right into the Brooklyn Bridge. So the Chinese people, they got about 12 banks in that little area, but the Chinese people don't use banks. Okay, if you go through Chinatown, yeah, it's for the laundry. That's what I was getting at.
That's right.
If you go through Chinatown, they got the biggest bars on their windows out of any place in the city. They bars on their windows is thicker than the ones in the projects. Okay, and it's because they keep all their belongings in the house. They don't trust the banks. You know, so they level up with that. Plus, they got their own courts. They got their own courts around Canal Street where everything's in Chinese, so they don't go to the white man court. The Chinese operate like the Jews do, okay?
Right.
And they're able to do it because they're very homogenous, and they speak the same language. The only thing is the Jews call through a lot of religious protections, and the Chinese just call through any racial classification black people done created. We're a minority too, you know. They call
right.
through that crack. But
that's right.
Yeah, they're now in New York, right?
Hold on before you go any further. You ain't going to believe it. Guess what street Chinatown is located on here in Chicago? Canal.
Well, I haven't. Oh, really? I wonder why. That's strange, right?
Yes, sir.
That's man. Now, in New York, right, if you go to, like, 28th Street and Broadway, like between 30th, 20th, 28th Street and Broadway going east.
Right.
When I first started coming over there, it was just one block. That was Little Korea. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you would go there for is you would just stand there and look at the buildings and see the people coming out with bags. And,
right.
you know, that's the place with the fake clothes. So you go up in there and get all your Hilfiger and your Guess and your Tim's.
Right.
They're everything fake, though. You paying, you know, $50 for a pair of Air Jordans, but they're only going to last you about 10 wears. Yeah, everything's a knockoff, but it looks real. And that and now they done built that illegal business up, so they got four banks in their area now in Little Korea. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they done came up, too, all selling fake clothes that they bought from the Chinese people, because all that fake stuff mm-hmm. comes from China. You know, now the president of Ghana, he told the Swiss government last week, they sent a lady over there, and she today, like, what do you want? Yeah, she was like, I want your raw resources. And he said, we're not doing business with y'all like that no more. You know, we're
That's
not
right.
allowing them to purchase the... Now, what they were trying to do, they was trying to trade him because the Africans already came together and formed a little group where they're not going to do business with the colonialists no more because, you know, a lot of Chinese money's coming in, so... They got a little bit of heart now. You know, they stepping up. So what they went over there and said was, we'll trade you vaccines for the cocoa. That's what they did to him. And he said no.
Wow.
Now, the president of Tanzania, they went to him with the same proposition. Now, the Swiss was in Ghana. I don't know who went to Tanzania. I don't think it was the Swiss. It might have been the British or somebody else. But they
right.
said, yo, we want to give you the vaccines for the teams tonight. And the day they did that, he said, the coronavirus is fake. Everyone can take your mask off.
Mm-hmm.
That pissed them off. And they offed him. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the president of Ghana get offed. You know
Me
what I'm
too.
Saying? Because, yeah, that's how they work things. You know, he's going to disappear. I was speaking to these brothers overseas. This weekend on a program, a brother from Sweden, a brother from London, a brother from Norway, and a brother from Japan. Not from, but they lived there. I think the brother from
right.
London actually, you know, was born there, but the rest of them just lived there. None of them heard anything about the attacks on the Asians. And I said, wow, that didn't even make the news overseas, bro. That's crazy. So they're trying
it
to sweep that under
they?
The rug. Mm-hmm. And in Sweden and Norway, they confirmed that they're getting their universal basic income, just the white people, though, not the black people I was talking to. They're not born there, but the white people. And it's in the form of 60% of their income, 60% of their household income, and thousands of dollars in subsidies to stay at home. Now, mind you, they already got a negative interest rate where they get paid to put their money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? So they killing it off the coronavirus over there. 60% of your income, plus they subsidize the rest through government subsidies, plus you get money for keeping your money in the bank, plus you get negative interest rate on everything you buy. It's perfect over there, man. So that system is going to go worldwide. It's not going to work like that here, but it's going to be similar, you know?
Man,
it's going to
be that China model.
Here.
And you know
yeah.
what? They got whipped cream right now. But, man, when they get that system in place, they're going to realize that whipped cream has become sour cream.
Yeah. Well, you know that the Norwegians, the Scandinavians are preferential treated people on the planet,
yep.
bro. They're probably the most. So that whatever it happens, it ain't going to happen to them. You know, it's set
yeah,
up for them
that's the Vikings,
just live
man.
Comfortably. Yeah, that's the blonde, blue head, the blue eyes, and blonde everybody down there.
That's right.
The last thing I was going to say, and thanks for the show tonight, y'all. There's no, in my opinion, there's no such thing as the space that they keep talking about, right? It's a fiction of Hollywood. It's like the Indians, like Tonto and them. Like it's a fiction. It only exists in Hollywood. It don't exist anywhere
right.
else, right? The
right.
space and the place where Space Force is going to exist, the space they're going to put the DNA at. Not out by where the moon is. It's going to be cyberspace. That's the space that they're working on. The cyberspace is really where all this stuff is going to exist. You ever watch the movie where you could go in a room and you could kill people in cyberspace, and they got cops in cyberspace that go and arrest you for killing people, all types of stuff
yeah.
like that? Yeah, that's what this is made for. This is all for the virtual world. It's no space. They can't get there. You know what I'm saying? You can't get there. You know, it's all a figment of your imagination. They put imaginary space to us through Hollywood. We saw Star Wars, Star Trek,
wow.
Galaxy of the Guardians, all that stuff. And we already have a central mindset of how space looks based off of all these movies looking exactly the same when they depict space. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that they never been here. How y'all depicting it that way? So,
exactly.
Come on. Like, cyberspace is real. Cyberspace is tangible. You're going to put your virtual glasses on, and you're going to be a whole nother person. You're going to be the person you always wish you was. You're going to be able to live out all your fantasies and everything through this cyberspace. And
they put that nanotech in you, and you really don't have to have the glasses no more. They can just throw a switch based on your genetics.
There you go.
And that's where you are now. You only exist
there. That makes so much sense, Tuckmo.
Yeah, because if you're a woman, like Bev could be a 50-year-old millionaire man in cyberspace if she wanted to, but they have to be able to track who the original person is. You know, and that's complicated. So that's what I see. All this talk about space and going to Mars and, you know what I'm saying? They go into parts of your brain with that technology, you know, with the light. But I'll mute my line. Thank y'all. Oh, and Cardi B. You're not going to understand Cardi B or none of these rappers because they rapping in the fourth dimensional. We was born in the third dimension. We ain't going to understand them. It ain't for us.
Yeah,
I'll mute my line. Thank
I ain't
y'all.
Even trying, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Tuckmo, for that. That was good. That
Better
was good
love.
As always. Better love. Okay, 304-906. 304.
Whoa.
You at work?
What is that?
I'm trying to cut it off. Uh-oh, they trying to do some mind control stuff here? Okay, let's go to 773-447. 773-447. Do you have your mute on? Okay. Let's go to 708-602. 708.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hotel
can.
Hotel Brother Eddie.
Better love.
Yes, family. Much love. Much love on the five, and I'm going to keep it on the five real short because the five is love. But you were talking about earlier, what was that, dealing with the mafia. You were talking about the mafia earlier and how these criminals that are in place now called politicians are no more than the mob. Well, guess what? Mafia is 14, which is 5. Criminal is 23, which is 5. And the mob is 5, damn it. It's all the same. See?
Yeah, they all the same.
It's all the same, and I ain't going to be long because I want to drop this on you that was shared with another family member. Just think of it a different way. When we're talking about all the stuff with Trump and the border wall, we're talking about this so-called space force that he's building up and all this. And we're talking about Biden now has started to let these illegal aliens back in. Well, let's think of it on the real. Everybody on this planet is human, but if we go to any other country, we're considered an alien in that country. What if all of these children now, because remember, it all goes back to the child trafficking and the children and this, that, and the other. What is it by now, 20, 30 years ago, since we've been talking about aliens for 40, 50 years, since Roswell, that these damn aliens ain't made it with all of these third world country folks that's coming over here, and they're real aliens, damn it.
Yeah.
These are children of real aliens that we're trying to keep out. But we're not thinking of that shit that way. We keep saying they're aliens from Mexico or South America. These are real damn aliens, people.
I believe it. I'm feeling it.
And guess what?
I'm telling you, Andy.
I'm going to leave on this five, my love. Alien comes to 14, which is the five.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to leave with that. Peace and love. Five out.
Oh, God. Heaven, Tugmo, y'all, both of y'all threw the mic out. Y'all didn't drop it. Y'all threw it out. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Somebody in the chat room said that the movie you're talking about is Raised by Wolves. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Thank
All
you,
right.
family.
Thank you, chat room.
Should be required viewing.
Okay. Okay. Lost. Where was I at here? Okay. Let's go to 323-207. 323-207.
Family.
Are you there?
Hotel family.
Can you hear me?
Better love. Yes, sir.
Yes, we can.
Hotel family. I just was chiming in regards to the film that you were inquiring about. It was Raised by Wolves. That's what I was just trying to give that update. But the family got
did
it covered for you,
Pat.
Did
you
see
it?
I peeped it. It's true.
It is.
Yeah,
it
trip,
is
man.
Because the woman has already been pre-programmed to basically start another population, but she gives birth to a snake, right? And the first thing popping to my head is Kundalini. Because remember now, in that series, ain't no religion. They ain't supposed to have no religion, but they get opposition from Earth who comes there and wants to reestablish their religion. But it ain't supposed to be no religion there, even though the whole thing is on a religious premise. It's Adam and Eve, but Eve is the white woman that's an android, and Adam, who is inferior to Eve, because she can fly and do all kind of stuff. He's the black man. He's inferior. So they done took the weakest organism on the planet, a white woman, and turned her into the new God construct on the planet.
The coldest, man. Yeah, that's the holy breath.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a powerful series, family. That's all I have for y'all, though. I appreciate y'all, man. A wonderful show.
Appreciate it, family. Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Better
it.
Love. Okay.
Love. Okay.
Yeah, Bear, you
got go
to see that,
Bear. I'm going to look at it. Raised by Wolves. Okay. 732-215. 732.
Yes. Thank you, Goddess Beth.
Better love.
Dr. X, hope every year is
hope
good.
Hope Goddess. Better love.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You know, Dr. X, when you was talking about how they wanted to take the sperm to the moon, and I was wondering if they wanted to take it to the moon because the sperm dissipates here. Like when they say the baby is 99% sperm or the man, if
right.
the baby is 99% of the man, so you mean to tell me that the wombium is only 1% and she's the one, like you said, the ocean, the baby is in the ocean and the baby has the earth, the stars, the moon, and all.
Correct.
So it's like, his sperm dissipates.
And they focus on the mitochondria, which is a very small part of the whole DNA construct. And watch this, Goddess. They say we are all comprised of X and Y chromosomes, right?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. When I look at the Y, the first thing that comes to my mind is somebody stole a part of that X. They took a leg and ran off with it.
And left it, yep. Mm-hmm.
So I ain't never bought completely their theory or their science on genetics. Because, again, the mitochondria is a very small part of DNA.
Yes. And even like on the birth certificate, when you get the full form, on that birth certificate, it speaks mostly of the mother. All it said about my father was the state he came from. But then the other thing I was wondering and thinking about, Dr. X, is that Willie Lynch letter, because they say that the Willie Lynch letter, I hear so many people saying that it's not true anymore, but then all the Willie Lynch letter is facts, I believe. No, I'm not going to say I believe, I know.
That's all right. I listened to the author of that letter some years ago, and he pointed out that he sent it out, and it's got to be 25 years, at least 25 years ago, so I can't quote him, but I literally listened to the author of it, and he said that it was just something that he put together.
Okay, because you know on that Willie Lynch letter, when they say they take one leg of the man and they tie it on one side of the tree, they take the other leg and they put it on the other side, then they tie each of those legs to that horse, and they beat those horses until they pull that man apart, right?
Yeah, that's called drawn and quartered.
Yes, facts. Then my great-grandmother, I was a little girl, she had like, you know how they beat the slaves and they call them trees on the back? She even had that. She could tell you how she seen one of her family members and other pregnant women, what they would do is, and I think she said they would tie their legs, they'd have them upside down, and they would have their legs tied to that tree, and they would split that pregnant woman open. They would have all of the other women watching, and they would split her open with something. And you could see, you know how your nerves start jumping. You could see the baby jumping and her. So I said, wait a minute. What my great-grandmother was saying is this is equivalent as that Willie Lynch letter. So all his letter is really stating is facts. Then so in his letter, he also said that their time would be up. Now, a lot of times I'll get to near where I'm going, but when it comes to date to date, I could never ever figure that one out. But the time zone I gave that was from 2020 to 2030. So I'm thinking about all of this is going on now. Are they like this because their time is up? Because, like, they're talking about the wolf. Oh, I wrote that down, what was said about that wolf a minute ago. So right now, when they were supposed, the Caucasian was supposed to be invented, it was supposed to be the wolf, the bear, and man. So now we know animals don't live as long as people do. So could it be that now that it was the wolf, the bear, and the man? The man, if they're saying a man's sperm dissipates, And those animals don't live that long, because this is, I'm a very, very curious person. So I'm trying to figure out, why is their time up? And then another thing they say is that their time, when their time is up, it's mainly going to be led by the Aboriginal woman, the all-original woman. And so is this why I hear everybody saying how we're being used so much now? So is this why they're trying to gravitate to the black females now and take them out of their element, so that it'd be harder for us to get to where we supposed to be going if we're the ones that is supposed to lead this? Am I throwing myself off, and do you see what I'm saying at all?
Yes, I understand. But all I can tell you is I don't know anywhere in this country and in white world where black women still aren't subservient to white women.
Yeah, because even when they took that, when they took the sperm and the beer, I mean, and the whatever they used, the wolf, what they did, the ape, what they did is, well, at that time there wasn't anyone else but us, and they had that, so that's why it's like the black, or either I say the Aboriginal, all original. And they had to put it in her for it to be so. So I guess that's why they say that the Aboriginal original woman is the creation of everything. But,
well, I'm going back to that's why I said earlier, I'm going back to ancient Kemetic science, because when I want to come to some definitive conclusion, I ain't smart enough to do that. I have to go and consult the ancestors and the things that they wrote and they said. So I'm going back ancient Kemetic science to deal with this portion of what we're dealing with, and I'll be able to give you something definitive in terms of that. But up until I get there, I can't really give that, okay? And I'm going to say this. I don't want all white people to be going off the planet.
No, because some of them are good, too. They're all not bad, yeah. I
just don't want white people, the white supremacists, the real white supremacists, the ones with the power. I don't want them dictating to anybody's country and any other people how they should live their lives.
That's right. Let people be. And,
exactly.
And then when you were speaking of how this, I forgot what you called that virus, you called it something like actually killing you. I forgot what the word was you used. But anyway, when they speak of in the Bible, the new Jerusalem. So I said, okay, is that like now the new world order, right? So when they speak of that they say there's not going to be any man wanting woman and any woman wanting man. So is this what they're doing right now with this here sterilization?
Okay, I can't say that. I can't say yes or no. But it's funny you bring that up, because I was telling my friend that I just ran back into, as I was moving stuff around, I had to go back to some of my old research, and you'll never guess what I found. I found all that stuff I dealt with New Jerusalem and the cube construct. So I got to go back over that, because it's time to resurrect that stuff.
Yes, yes.
So stay
but
tuned.
I thank you. I thank you both again, and love to all the family. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Excellent.
Thank you.
Better love.
Better love. Okay, Dr. Robert X, I think you will be able to go in at the time that you want to go in. And we appreciate your time, and we appreciate the family for participating, and we will be back tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So, my Hotep, and since we are in the golden age of Aquarius, I'm going to play some Frankie Beverly, Golden Time of Day.
Absolutely.